Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but leave me a message. You're listening to AMS Unfiltered.
What's up, you guys? It's Amber, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast, AMS Unfiltered. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for streaming. I appreciate you guys so much. Run it up. Stream that shit. Help a girl out. Good morning. I'm currently sitting here with Tundi Bear, Queen. Can you say hello to your fans, Tundi? Good girl. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but she sniffed the microphone. So that's about as good as you're going to get. Because unless you are my boyfriend, Tundra does not really speak. But for my boyfriend, she does speak. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm trying to teach her the command speak so that she'll know to start talking. Tundra will literally sound like Chewbacca when she talks to Devin. It's very funny. Yeah. But anyway, I'm rambling, but that's kind of going to be a good way to preface this episode because I decided I'm just going to ramble today and talk about random stuff. I feel like I haven't done that in a while. I mean, in the first episode I rambled, but it wasn't really rambling because it was kind of structured to tell you guys all about my year. So it was kind of like there was a point to it, but today there is no point to this episode. I'm literally just going to ramble. And then at the end, I think if I have time, I'm going to go on Instagram and see what you guys have been saying over there. So follow me on Instagram if you want to be a part of future episodes. I also have mentioned, I can't remember if I mentioned it in the podcast or just like on my Instagram, that I want to have a segment on the podcast where you guys can call in and leave voicemails, you know, or write in emails where you share stories or things you want me to talk about, like whatever. If you had a horrible date story, you can call in and share it with us if that's what you want. Or if you just want to talk, or if you want me to talk about something, you can let me know. But I definitely will have that ready to go in the future so that we can have fun interactive segments. But yeah, for today, let's get into it. I want to talk about Christmas. These past couple of years, I have not been myself when it comes to Christmas. And if you know me and you've been watching my content, or if you know me in real life and you've been spending time with me, you've probably noticed that I have not been my normal Buddy the Elf self that I usually am. But this year I'm feeling like it might be defrosting inside. Like, I feel like my Christmas self is thawing out and getting ready to come play, because I definitely am feeling like the Christmas tingle inside. Yesterday I put on a Christmas playlist and it had me in my freaking feels. I'm gonna share the playlist, or actually, you know what, you can go follow me on Spotify. I'll have it linked in my Instagram bio, so you can go find it if you want. But I have the best Christmas playlist. It has all the Christmas classics, as well as like some Disney Christmas songs, some Glee Christmas songs. Obviously, Ariana Grande's in there. Pretty much like any celebrity Christmas music is in there as well. It's just a really good playlist, and it had me feeling so ready for Christmas. So I highly suggest you go listen to that. Yeah, I don't know. Lately, I just have not been like ready to decorate for Christmas like I used to in the past. In the past, on November 1st, I would literally put up my Christmas tree. But it's been tough. Like, big kid problems have been really keeping me down. So it has distracted me from things I love in life, which is Christmas. So I decided that this year what I'm going to do is the day after Thanksgiving is when I'm going to decorate. And that's just how it's going to be. That was always the tradition growing up. Like, my family would always put up Christmas decor the day after Thanksgiving because it was Black Friday. And we would usually all have that day off as a household until my sisters and I were old enough to work. Then we, you know, started working on that Friday maybe or whatever. So that was always the tradition. And I feel like maybe because these past few years, I just have not been feeling myself, that maybe I just need to get back to my roots and start decorating the day after Thanksgiving. Because then it gives me time. Like, right now, I still have my fall decor up. I'm still like, I'm behind on YouTube content, which is why I haven't really decorated yet, because I love to vlog when I decorate for Christmas. And I would love to start like my Vlogmas series, which is where I vlog, you know, during Christmas time on my YouTube channel. And it's like just very festive and fun. And for those other Christmas lovers in my life who watch my YouTube videos, you know, you already know the deal. So I don't know. I want to kind of make it special this year again. But I think in order to do that, I just need to wait and let it be you know, just let it be the day after Thanksgiving, decorate, have a nice month of Christmas decor, maybe a little longer because sometimes I let it stay up past, you know, January, whatever. But I don't know. I just have a good feeling about this Christmas season and I have a good feeling about vlogging, which I know we're going to go back to talking about Christmas in a second, but I kind of want to intertwine that in with talking to you guys a little bit about like why I'm having such a freaking struggle with YouTube. It's no secret that the short form content is what's taking over and, you know, we don't have the attention spans we used to. And, you know, this like instant gratification with social media is just making it more difficult for the long form content. So it's tough because if I do post a YouTube video, I don't want it to be too long because, you know, YouTube and their analytics makes creators afraid to make videos that are too long because you think that people are not going to watch all the way through. It's going to mess up your analytics. If you, you know, if people aren't watching your videos all the way through, YouTube isn't going to push them so that other people can see them. YouTube is just in a way a dying platform for like the social aspect. It's mostly becoming like a TV network at the end of the day. So it's been tough. Like it's tough for people like me who just want to connect with their viewers or connect with new people about like a common interest or whatever. You know what I mean? So I've been having this dilemma where I just don't know what to post. And right now I'm currently sitting on at least 3 or 4 vlogs. I have a fall vlog where I like decorated for fall and did some random shit and vlogged it and then didn't end up editing that and getting it up. So then I went to a Post Malone concert, vlogged that. I have a whole posty vlog that I have not posted. Then I went to California, so I have a whole California vlog. Like there, I literally have hours and hours and hours of footage that I have not edited. But I don't want to speak on this too soon, like because I'm just the type that is very superstitious and I don't like to speak on things until they're literally in action, like happening. But I am going to be hiring an editor to help me. So that's very exciting. Very exciting for me as in like this is a new step in my, you know, quote unquote business, my quote unquote social media life. This is a new thing that will be helping me so much. So I will let you guys know more details on that. But that is going to help me so much in the long run. So update soon to come on that. But with that all being said, I just wanted you guys to kind of understand where I'm at with the YouTube thing. And for me right now, it's that I feel like I have all of those vlogs, like I said, that are kind of like keeping me back because I want to post those before I make new videos, if that makes sense. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, should I just scrap all of those videos and start fresh and like start with just like jump right into my Christmas series and then like revisit those videos? I don't know. That's like the struggle of being a creator. And I feel like people don't talk about this side of it a lot. I'm kind of having a dilemma in my head of like what I want to do, what direction I want to take. But my sister had a good idea where I should, instead of worrying about all those videos and trying to get them up before like I start my Christmas series, which would literally be next week because Thanksgiving is a week from yesterday. Oh my God. So literally a week from today, I would be decorating for Christmas. So that's what I mean. Like I don't have time to get that vlog up because I have all kinds of other shit happening in my life. So I don't know. It's just been a struggle. But you guys will see all that footage in good time. Who knows? Maybe like for one of the Christmas vlogs, I'll be like, let's take a trip back in time and show you guys some unseen footage. You know, like there's ways, there's movie magic where I can make that happen. But I did kind of just want to talk about that because it is a struggle. And I know that some of my other followers, like aside from people who know me or who might be family, whatever, like a big chunk of my other followers are other creators. Like I have a lot of other creators that follow me. I don't know. I just feel like talking about this could help somebody else maybe, because it's normal to be struggling. It's normal to be burnt out creatively if you're in this kind of industry, I guess. Like, I mean, not, I don't know, this is being dramatic, but like if you're in the entertainment industry, quote unquote, or anything creative at all, where you're like creating some sort of art, it's okay to be burnt out and it's okay to not know what to do next and to be creatively uninspired and unmotivated. That's normal, because sometimes maybe we're just being replanted so that we can come up with something even more beautiful. So who knows? We'll see. But back to Christmas. I'm so excited because also less than a month from now, I am going to be in New York City for Christmas time. I'm going to see the big Christmas tree, Rockefeller Center, that big giant ice skating rink that is so iconic. Like, I'm just going to get to see everything. I don't know why I've never done that. Like, you guys know, I go to New York City a lot. I go with my bestie, Timmy, usually, because he is like, he just knows the city like the back of his hand, and he's the best tour guide. So generally I go with my bestie, Timmy, but this time I'm going with my boyfriend and his family. So it's going to be quite the different trip. I'm not going to be, you know, doing karaoke at 2 a.m. like me and Timmy did. But it's going to be so much fun, and it's going to be so cool to be like with my boyfriend in New York City during Christmas time. He's going to witness me being Buddy the Elf. So hopefully he still loves me after that. Yeah, so I'm wicked excited to go to New York City. I cannot wait to see it at Christmas time. The latest I've been to New York City, you know, closest to Christmas was November, and I just never made it down to like Rockefeller. And then other than that, I've been to New York City in January and still didn't really see much Christmas. So I must have just missed it. And I am acting like it's Disney World. I love how I'm sorry if people who are living in New York City hear this, they're probably like, you are so annoying. You are the people we hate. I'm acting like it's literally Disney. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be decorated for Christmas, like the big Christmas tree. I definitely want to do an episode on here where I do the Holly Jolly Holiday Tag, which, throwback, I used to do that every single year on my YouTube channel. It's basically just like Christmas questions that you answer. And back in the day on YouTube, tags used to be a huge thing. You would answer questions, like I just said, like that one was the Holly Jolly Holiday Tag. So it was like you answered a bunch of Christmas questions, and then you would tag other creators to do the challenge to like answer those questions. So I'm going to do that on my podcast, and I think it'll be really fun. I want to have like a few Christmas themed episodes in December. I also wanted to share with you guys some of my recent obsessions, because I feel like I just have random things I've been into lately. And obviously I haven't been vlogging or really honestly posting much on anything. So I figured I could tell you guys what I've been loving. So first and foremost, let me just get it out of the way. This is just such a thing lately. I have been obsessed with Meghan Trainor's new song. I'm not even kidding. It's called Made You Look. It is so good. I am not a pop girly, really. Like, Ariana Grande is like the extent of my pop discography, really. So with that being said, I'm not usually into like the pop, extremely like upbeat music, but this song, they literally put crack in it. Like, they literally put crack in it. And I have not been able to stop singing it. And then, not to mention, now because Meghan Trainor has like this huge song and a new album out, she's been on like every interview, every TV show, things like that. So I've been watching those, of course, and she is so funny. Like, I've always really like had a soft spot for her because she's from Nantucket. So she's from like Massachusetts, which is where I'm from. Of course, Nantucket is very far from me. It's literally an island. So you'd have to take a boat, and it's a while to even get to the boat to take to her island that she lived on. But I just always had a soft spot for her because she was a Massachusetts girly. Like, I love that. I love supporting people that come from Mass. It's my favorite. I love seeing other Massachusetts people, like, you know, out here doing the damn thing. So I've always had a soft spot for her. But like, this song, I literally have listened to it like 100 times. I'm not even kidding. And me and my best friend Chance, which Chance is definitely not a pop girly. Like, Chance, I've never even really seen him listen to pop. Honestly, that's being dramatic. He definitely has. But like, you know what I mean? Like, he listens to much, you know, different genres. So for him, like, when I was like, dude, I'm obsessed with Meghan Trainor's new song, like, I can't get it out of my head, he was like, me too. And so we've just been listening to it nonstop. But girl, like, get that bag. She is so iconic. And the music video is so cute. It's all pink, which I just love because, you know, I'm obsessed with pink. I've also been obsessed with Madison Beer. I love her music so much. And not only do I just love her music and love like her voice, but I love singing her music. I have been into singing lately so much. I have been for a while. Like, I mean, people who know me in my real life know that that's definitely a part of my life. It's something I keep more private. Like, I only recently started singing in front of people and like sharing my singing online and stuff like that. In the past, you know, if you follow my vlogs and stuff like that, I would leave in little snippets of me singing here and there, which is kind of what started people asking me to upload covers. And then, you know, I've uploaded a couple covers on YouTube, but that's about the extent of it. I've never really dabbled in the singing other than like one vlog I had where I went to the recording studio with my friend, which my friend is going to help me hopefully produce this cover I'm working on now, because tying it back to the Madison Beer thing, I love her song Dangerous. I relate to that song so fucking much that it like breaks my heart. Like to sing that song sometimes makes me cry because I relate so, so much to it. So if you haven't listened to that song, go give it a listen. It's actually just so beautiful. And her voice in it sounds stunning. I really love singing it. Like it's something that I feel like my voice fits very well. And I don't have to like strain my voice in any way, or like it's just, it's very comfortable to sing. So I have been working on a cover for that song. I've shared a little bit of it on my Instagram, which the part that I shared on my Instagram, it was literally just like the first take. I didn't even like stop. I just kind of like went, and I liked how it sounded on its own with nothing done to it. Like it wasn't perfect. I'm going to re-record those vocals and like get them perfect. But I liked the way it sounded, not perfect. And that was the first time that I had ever like listened to my raw voice back and not cringed. So I had to share that. So it's on my Instagram if you want to go check it out. But I definitely plan on having a full cover out very soon because I really love that song. I'm trying to think of like TV shows I've been obsessed with. As far as YouTubers or content creators I've been obsessed with, let me just like check this off real quick. My girl, Monet, she makes TikToks and stuff like that. Like I feel like she blew up on TikTok mostly. But her name is Monet McMichael. She is just a boss. Like she is so inspiring to me. She is someone who, it was one of those creators where I found her and like just her energy I could feel through the screen. And I just love her content so much. The way she edits made me inspired to like start editing the way I do on YouTube, but on TikTok. So I started like filming TikToks outside of the app rather than like going into the app and filming them right in there. Like I would film them with my camera or with my phone and then edit them and upload them like as if it were a YouTube video. And that was easier for me. I don't know how to use the in-app editing on TikTok. Like I'm old. I don't know how to use that shit. So I just edit the videos either on my computer or on my iPad with an editing software outside of TikTok. And then I upload them, and it's been much easier that way. And especially because then I can take clips from like all over the place and I don't have to only worry about that like TikTok draft. I don't know if that makes sense. If you're on there, you probably understand what I mean. Also, if you're trying to record content on TikTok and the app confuses you and that is what stops you, then film on your phone and edit them on an editing app. One of the editing apps I love is called Splice. However, it costs money for like a lot of the good features. So Timmy recently introduced me to CapCut, and there's also Video Leap, which is what this girl Monet uses. And so I'll have to try Video Leap one of these days, but I personally love Splice. I got so used to it. And then now I am on a budget. That's another thing we'll talk about in the future, but your girl's on a strict budget. So I had to cut off a lot of things. And one of them was my Splice subscription. So now I'm on CapCut, and it, so far it's great. If you're a creator that's looking for a new editing software, you know, more specifically right now we're talking about for TikTok or like short content, but also I'm about to edit some of my vlogs on CapCut as well because I got it on my desktop computer. So I'm gonna update you in the future on that, but so far I'm happy with it. Another favorite of mine, something recent that I've watched and loved, was Selena Gomez's documentary. Now, Selena Gomez has lupus, so I have a extra, extra, extra soft spot for her because my mom has lupus as well. I forget when Selena got diagnosed with lupus, but I think it was only like 3 or 4 years after my mom had gotten diagnosed. Lupus was still something new, and like even still, so many people don't know what lupus is, but I feel like Selena Gomez made a ton of awareness for it, which is so cool. But people oftentimes don't know much about lupus, so I really do like that she spreads awareness for it. And especially in her documentary, she mentioned it a lot, and she showed a lot of like her struggles with it. Her raising awareness for it is just something that I respect so much about her. Yeah, her documentary, I really, really liked it. It was not what I expected, but it was really good. It mostly captured mental health, and she was trying to really spread awareness for mental health. And I related to her so much at so many different points in that movie. Oh my God. It just makes me worry for my future because I'm like, I always obviously in the back of my head worry that I have a chance of having lupus. Like, and you know, it's my mom has it. So it makes me scared that I could have a chance of getting it. I pray I will not, and I don't think I will, like I'm being dramatic, but like I did relate to a lot of the things that Selena was going through, and sometimes some of the things that my mom has described happening to her do happen to me, and like I'm currently going through some health, you know, situations on my own that I will discuss in good time. But so I don't know. So it does make me worry, and it is always in the back of my head. But regardless of that, like just on a mental level, I related to her so much in this movie. And I was just so grateful that she brought awareness to it and that she opened up and was vulnerable, because there's just too much fake shit in this world. There's too many fake people in this world that have way too much of an influence, that post like life is perfect and don't post any of their struggles. And it is just very deceiving, which is something I've struggled with over the years. If I look at my Instagram from like an outside perspective, it might look like my life is perfect, and it might look like I am oblivious to anything bad in life that happens, which I'm not. So that's kind of the thing about social media. It can be very deceitful and misleading and stuff like that, but all you can do is try. So that's why I just try to really support people that post good stuff and that make me feel good. That's why I often go on like unfollowing sprees online, like on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, where I just unfollow things that I don't want to see or things that don't make me feel good. Like if there are people that are posting things that don't make me feel good or, you know, things like that, I just unfollow them because it's, you know what, whatever. And if it's someone that you know that you're worried, like they'll be mad that you unfollowed them, who fucking cares? Like literally who cares? Fuck them. They don't pay your bills. I feel like I'm getting back to like old Amber. Not that we want to backpedal or go backwards in life, but instead of wishing I could go back, I just need to implement some of those old, you know, personality traits I had, interests, etc., into my life now. So I've been trying to do that. I really have rambled so much that I forgot where I was going with this. I don't even know. Let's reset. I'm drinking a pumpkin coffee today. And I know I'm so seasonally confused. Like we were just talking about Christmas and here I am with my pumpkin coffee. But I had a little bit left of pumpkin coffee grinds, so I just wanted to use them at least. So I'm having pumpkin coffee. Don't fret though, I did have my peppermint mocha yesterday, so really just all over the place here. But more of my favorites, what else have I been loving? I really just want to have a whole episode where I talk about TV shows. There are so many that I love, like Dynasty just ended recently, which is one of my favorite shows. It has Liz Gillies starring, and she's followed by a wonderful cast. Not too many like big names in that show. I feel like a lot of people I only knew from that show, but such a great show. It's kind of like, if you've never seen it, I know there's a Dynasty, I think, like in the UK or something. Like there's another version of Dynasty, I'm pretty sure, or an older version rather. This version of Dynasty, however, though, is so good. It's basically like a soap opera in a way. Like they're kind of like making fun of a soap opera, I think. Like it's very dramatic, but it's also a family dynasty and showing like this rich family and how they stay rich and how they got rich and like just all this shit. And it's so funny. Like it is very funny. Liz Gillies does such a good job. If you grew up watching Victorious and you loved Jade or like whatever, Liz Gillies in general, you will love it just because of her and her wardrobe in that show. Oh my God, it gives me life. Like her shoes, her closet, her every outfit slays. I love her. I love Liz Gillies. Like she is my woman crush. She is like who I aspire to be. She's my Leo queen because she's also a Leo, which makes so much sense because her attitude is giving Leo like 24/7. Love Dynasty. What other shows? I obviously have talked about Game of Thrones in the last episode with Devin. That's over, but like I loved that one. And we watched House of the Dragon because of it, which was fucking phenomenal. I'm not gonna go too much into that. Again, like I wanna have a whole episode where we just talk about TV so that I can just dive into all that. But House of the Dragon was so good. If you liked Game of Thrones, watch it just because the production quality reminded me so much of Game of Thrones. And it was beautiful. It was stunning. Like it deserves to be streamed. So go stream it. I've been loving breakfast food lately. I'm not a big breakfast girly. Usually I'm like a lunch girly or anything else. Like I just love a good meal. And like for breakfast, I never picture it as a meal. I picture it as like pastries and like pancakes and sweet things. Like that's how I picture breakfast, when in reality, you could literally have a steak for breakfast. You can have chicken for breakfast. Like there are endless amounts of like quote unquote meals for breakfast, like things that are going to make you full, things that are going to make you satisfied. I just never felt like breakfast was like that until I really discovered that there is like endless options for breakfast food. And one of my favorite breakfast items that I just always forgot, like over the years, I've just forgot about this thing. And it's corned beef hash. Like, it's literally the best thing ever. Corned beef hash. So good. And especially with a nice egg on top. If you like your eggs more runny, like, all the power to you. I like an over hard egg. I like it not runny. So good. And then some hot sauce on there. Maybe some Chick-fil-A sauce on the side. I dip everything in Chick-fil-A sauce. Oh my God, that's a good favorite, is Chick-fil-A sauce. If you don't have a Chick-fil-A near you, at least buy the sauce. Because honestly, Chick-fil-A is debatably underwhelming, like the food itself. But the sauce, oh my God. I am a huge sauce girl. And Chick-fil-A sauce is my number one, easily. Like, it is so good. You can dip anything in it. It's basically like a honey mustard slash barbecue slash, like, I'm trying to think of what the other ingredients are in there, but it is delicious. It is so freaking good. I almost want to put pink food coloring in it and make it like a pink sauce, which, if you already know the whole pink sauce debacle online, like, I can't. There's this TikToker online who made pink sauce, like a pink sauce to dip things in, like a pink ranch, let's say, is what it looked like. But she would not reveal any of the ingredients or like what it's like, just anything. She was very, very shady about it. And then just like started selling them for like $20. And so people started buying this bottle of pink sauce, like a store dressing size bottle, for $20. It was a mess. Like, it went so horribly, as you can imagine, because when you're selling food products online and you're not like FDA approved or a food company, you're going to run into some problems. So go look up the pink sauce fiasco, like on YouTube or something, if you want like a recap of it, because it's crazy. Me and Chance like love catching up on the tea. Tea spill and like spill sesh on YouTube are my guilty pleasures. I love that. That's another favorite. Since we're just like checking off favorites here, that is another one. I love catching up on the tea. It's like the gossip of YouTube, all in one place on like one of the tea YouTube channels. It's my guilty pleasure. It's just amazing. Because if you're just chilling, like for me, I'll be painting my nails or getting ready for work. So I'm not like fully paying attention, but like I need something on in the background that's kind of going to keep me like intrigued. I'll put on Tea Spill, because half of the time I won't even know who they're talking about. They'll be like, this person got in trouble or this person got canceled, like whatever. They'll have some story and I won't even know the person half the time, but I just enjoy like how the person narrates the videos and how they, you know, tell you all the latest gossip and stuff like that. Because let's be honest, like we all love a little bit of gossip that doesn't have to do with us. It's always lovely when it does not have to do with you. But those are my favorites. I don't really know what else to ramble about. I feel like I've rambled for a while and I just genuinely do not know what else to say. Oh, actually, I guess one last thing that I will ramble about before we move on to the interactive like Instagram section of this podcast. I have been spending an awful lot of time renovating my office. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you should definitely go check out my YouTube videos, because I do have a vlog where I show you guys me and my dad and my sister starting to renovate a room in the basement for me to work out of. And it started when like my merch business was popping off and I was selling merch all the time and just needed a place to pack up orders and things like that. Since then, however, I have taken a break from merch. I have stepped back from merch for a little while, and it's for reasons that are beyond what I can share on here, like just a lot of personal reasons that I just cannot accept that responsibility right now of selling merch and of having like a business essentially like that. So instead, I'm just trying to really focus on my YouTube and, you know, my social medias and kind of like just starting with that before I get back into merch. Cause I know a lot of you guys always ask me when I'm coming out with new merch, which means so much. Like, that literally means so much to me. The fact that you guys like my merch enough to want more, like, thank you so much. And I promise it is not gone forever. I just know that this is the right decision for me, because in order to come back better and come out with new merch and have, you know, better quality merch in the future and just to keep getting bigger and better, I need to step back now and, you know, just re-navigate. So sometimes you need to know when to step back and, you know, when to go for it. Like, their timing is everything in life. So I think that me taking a step back is okay right now. So no need to worry. Unfortunately, there will be no Christmas merch this year, but next year I will be back. I promise. I just want to focus more on like rebuilding my brand and rebuilding connections with my viewers, because I don't know. It's been tough. Like, I just want to get back to doing it for the right reasons, like because I enjoy creating and because I enjoy sharing content for people to watch and to inspire people. Because that's how I started all of this, is because I didn't feel great about myself and I wanted to find confidence and I wanted to share that then with other people and make them feel good and, you know, teach them like to not give a fuck what people think, because like I said earlier, they don't pay your fucking bills. Like who cares what people think? And I let myself care what people think for a little bit there. Like I kind of lost my confidence in a way, but baby, it is back. I am fully ready to send it and put my head down and hustle and get to where I need to be. And I hope that, you know, this might inspire you if you've been kind of struggling to put that chin down or chin up, you know, like whatever works best for you. But I don't know. Like, now I fucked up the expression, but like put that head down and focus on what's in front of you. Don't get too carried away. You know, sometimes you just need to take a step back. Like right now I'm taking a major break from my social life, going out, spending money. I'm literally just going to keep my head down for like the next 6 months and hustle and see where I come out. And I hope that I come out a lot better on the other side, especially because it's about to be winter. Like there's not much to do except hustle. There's not much to do except like make money out here. You know what I mean? Like keep that head down and hustle, because then once summer comes and it's beautiful sunshine, warm weather, you know, obviously this is kind of like debatable based on where you live. Like for some of you, it might be summer now, but you know, it's just hustle now while you can. That's where I'm at. So yeah, that is about all the rambling I'm going to do today. So now we are going to go and see what you guys had to say on Instagram. Someone says you could talk about the latest pop culture news and your opinions on it. This isn't really pop culture news, but that did remind me of something I did want to talk about. Queen Ariana Grande is coming out with 2 new perfumes. I am shook. These pictures came up on Instagram randomly of Ari's new perfumes, and the packaging is so interesting. Like I can't even describe to you what it looks like over like this audio. Like I cannot describe it to you. It just looks very futuristic, but also like very plain, which a lot of people are pissed off about. Like a lot of people are going off about how it's not like her other perfumes and yada, yada, yada. I mean, people have to understand that she's not going to make the same perfume over and over again. It was kind of obvious after she was making all the perfumes looking like the Epcot ball for a while, if you know what I mean, like that kind of shape. She was making them like that for a while and then she stopped. Then she made like the interchangeable components, like with Cloud, where you could put it inside of an actual cloud. Like she had those interchangeable components for a while. And then now these new perfumes look like they're going to be sleek and small, and they look like they're kind of cohesive with her Ariam Beauty line, you know, where like that packaging is kind of more simple and plain, but like futuristic looking. So I'm very curious. And I heard that one is supposed to be a blush floral scent, and then one is supposed to be a vanilla scent. And I am obsessed with vanilla scents. I love Cloud. Her Cloud perfume smells like vanilla and whipped cream and praline and just deliciousness. And I love that. So I hope that one of these is just going to be my new favorite. Someone says Starbucks order. Ooh, my Starbucks order right now, because it's the holiday drink menu, is a venti iced Irish cream cold brew. It is delicious. It's their, you know, like seasonal cold brew, but with freaking cold foam on top. I think it's Irish cream cold foam. So, so, so good. I love it. Something that helps when everything just feels depressing. That is so tough, because coming from someone, you know, myself, who does get in those depressive episodes, I know that when I'm in it, I personally like can't take what anyone is saying. How do I word this? When I'm really low like that, I almost can't really handle what people tell me. Like someone might be like, it's going to get better, or try doing this or try doing that. And like nothing usually helps. But I would say when everything feels really depressing, my best escape is music. I love listening to music. I love finding new music in times like that, like maybe new songs that make me feel something, new songs that maybe I haven't heard that kind of pertain to my situation, whatever. Or if you're in a situation where you're feeling really depressed and something's triggering that, immediately try to obviously get rid of that thing that is triggering you. or separate yourself from that situation. Also, diving into books, I find really helpful. TV, that's another thing. I used to get lost in TV and movies when I was really depressed. And another thing that genuinely helps me is when I am depressed and I'm in bed and I literally like can't bring myself to do anything. If you can bring yourself to get up out of bed and like you make it to at least standing up, drink some water and take a shower, that is my best way to kind of like snap myself out of it, because something about just the water hitting me, being in a place where you're literally unbothered and like you're completely alone and no one can bother you, hopefully, is a nice feeling. And it's kind of like once you get out of the shower, you're like, okay, I did something. It felt impossible, you know, 20 minutes ago to do anything. And now I just took a shower. Like that's one thing I did. And granted, people who don't get this way are probably like, girl, what are you talking about? Like just get up and shower. But you would be surprised when you are depressed and your brain is physically telling you you can't get up or that you already wasted the day or you're useless or you're nothing. Like my brain will tell me some fucking reckless shit. And I know that people have it worse and people's brains are telling them worse shit. So I can only imagine. But like when your brain is against you like that, getting up to pee is even a struggle. And like some people will hold that shit and get an infection because they're so depressed. So that's just why I try to be more open-minded when I'm talking to people throughout my day, because you literally never know. They might have had to pull themselves out of bed that day. And like this might be the last place they want to be. This might be the last conversation they want to have. But you might have the ability to turn their whole day around with that conversation. So keep that in mind, because you genuinely never know what someone's going through. And we're all going through something. So yeah. But if you need something to help you get less depressed, music, TV, getting up and doing one small task to make yourself feel better, those are just a few things that I can think of off the top of my head. Someone said, stop stanning Abel, which is The Weeknd, if you guys did not know, Post Malone, or stop stanning Ari. Oh my God. So basically I have to pick one to get rid of. I have to vote one off the island. That's so not fair. That is so not fair. Oh, I think I'm gonna... Oh my God, no, you guys... Oh wait, and somebody said Ann Mac. Oh wait, okay, hold on. I read the question wrong. They said stop standing Abel and Post Malone or stop standing Ari and Mac. That's fucked. How am I supposed to make that decision? Oh my God. I need to plead the fifth. Ugh. That's so not fair. I'm going to have to say Ari and Mac because like, come on, I can't never listen to Mac Miller again. That's fucked. And of course I could never not listen to Ari again, but like to never listen to The Weeknd or Post Malone is very unfair. You're mean for that one. Get two new Ari albums right now, but have Rem Beauty wiped from existence, or keep Rem and wait. Wow. I am going to say keep Rem and wait, because I love R.E.M. Beauty. I think that the experience of it has been so fun, and I think that there's only going to be more fun experiences to come. You know, like once Ari gets out of her Wicked era, or rather once her Wicked era actually truly begins, like once the Wicked movie comes out, which by the way will be two parts, and which by the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Ariana Grande is going to be in the live action Wicked movie. Wicked is a play on Broadway, and they're going to be bringing it to the big theater and making it an actual motion picture. So that's pretty cool. But I'm very excited for it. She's going to be playing Glinda the Good Witch. We love, we stan the Pink Queen. But once that movie comes out and once the Wicked era truly starts like roaring and like we are fed with Wicked content, like once filming is done for that and she can focus on other things, we're going to get music. We're going to get more makeup. We're going to get probably like more interactive stuff with R.E.M. Beauty. Like imagine if she does some sort of like event where you can go and it's like a R.E.M. Beauty pop-up that she's at. Like, I don't know. I just see so much happening with her makeup brand in the future. I really feel like, not that I want to compare it to Fenty, because like you cannot compare much to Fenty Beauty, but like I feel like in a way she's caring about her makeup brand the way that Rihanna cares about hers. So like I do see R.E.M. Beauty going far. Some of the products are phenomenal. Some of the products are like, you know, debatably need improvement. But like I just can clearly see that she cares a lot about it. And if you're a fan and you've been a fan for a while, like kind of on a deeper level, then you'll see the little things she trickles in there into the brand that are so meaningful to her and to us. Like she pays homage to her fans too with her beauty brand a lot. So I definitely would keep Rem and wait for the music, because I trust that it's going to be worth the wait. never shop from Honeymoon & Co. again, or never be able to go to Disney World again? Jesus, you guys did not hold back with these freaking would you rather questions. Oh my God. Ugh. Well, seeing as how I already have like everything Honeymoon & Co. sells pretty much, I'm going to pick never shop at Honeymoon & Co. again. Please don't kill me if any of them are listening to this. But I could never choose to not be able to go to Disney World again. Like, ugh. I still need to go to Disney World with my boyfriend. Like, I feel like I need to check that off the bucket list. So goodbye, Honeymoon & Co. I love you. It's been real. Would you rather only use REM Beauty or only use Cloud Perfume for the rest of your life? That is tough. Imagine never being able to use REM Beauty again, but imagine never being able to spray Cloud again. I literally have a bottle of Cloud in like every room in my house. I have a bottle up in my bedroom. I have a bottle down here in the office. I have a bottle in my car. Definitely at least one bottle in my purse. Oh my God, that is so hard. I don't know, guys. That's tough. I'm going to say Cloud because you know what? There's a bunch of other makeup brands, but there's no other Cloud. Cloud's a special perfume. Drink a gallon of Old Milk or never listen to the Positions album ever again. Stephanie, that is just foul. That is just foul. Like, ugh. But you know I'm going to, oh, you know I'm going to drink that gallon of Old Milk because I have no choice. Ugh. Oh, that's so gross. Would you rather never be able to listen to Ariana Grande again or never be a YouTuber? Y'all are fucking reckless. Oh my God. Would you rather never be able to listen to Ariana Grande again or never be a YouTuber? Like, what? At least you guys know me so well. You guys really know me and know exactly what I love. And, ugh, it's tough. That's so hard. I guess never be a YouTuber again because they never specified that I couldn't post on TikTok or Instagram. So I still could post vlogs on there, you know? Someone else literally right after that said, would you rather stop making YouTube videos or stop buying Ariana merch? I would stop buying Ariana merch because for a long time, probably like before 2018, I never bought merch. Like I couldn't afford it. If you guys remember, I literally DIY'd a No Tears Left to Cry fucking ratchet crew neck because I couldn't afford the actual one that came out. So I literally DIY'd it. But yeah, so I would definitely stop buying Ariana merch rather than stop making YouTube videos personally. And luckily, I already have everything I need. I have pretty much every piece of merch that girl has ever come out with. So yeah, I have a problem. Only be able to listen to Dangerous Woman and Positions or only be able to listen to everything by Ari but Dangerous Woman and Positions. That's hard because I love Dangerous Woman and I actually really love Positions too. Like that's debatably, those are like my top two albums right now. So I'm going to have to say only listen to those two, but that's hard. I don't know. That's a really tough one. Would you rather do a would you rather or a never have I ever? Oh my God, that's an interesting question. I would probably do would you rather because I feel like it's more fun. Like the never have I ever game can get kind of weird sometimes, like depending, you know, where you're at. Would you rather have your Sweetener Tour memories erased or never touch REM Beauty again or an RE perfume? Oh my gosh. Definitely never touch REM Beauty or an RE perfume again. Because imagine if I had to wipe out all those memories. Like, that is so special. As it is, it's already hard to remember. But like, let alone wiping it completely. Oh my God, that would be so sad. I would definitely never touch, you know, her makeup or perfumes just to keep the memories, honestly. Would you rather never listen to Ari again or be away from Tundi for 6 months? Oh my gosh, that is so rude. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But I would rather never listen to Ari again, I think, because I could never be away from Tundi for 6 months. Like, I'm sorry, that's where I draw the line. When it's Ari or Tundi, Tundi comes first, baby. Would you rather adopt another puppy or try a new animal? Ooh, I would definitely go with a puppy just because I know Tundra would get along better with another dog than like any other animal. But also, like, I wouldn't be opposed to in the future when I had my own place having a cat. But I know that if Devin's listening to this and we ever were to live together, he would be like, no. But like, I would love a little kitty. I like cats. They're so cute. And especially if Tundra could be best friends with a kitty, that would be so cute. But I've accepted that I probably will never own a cat. So puppy it is. Look good always, but smell bad. or smell good and look bad? That's tough. Can you use perfume? Like, or no, you smell bad. Because I'm going to have to say smell good and look bad, because smell is huge to me. Like, I am so self-conscious about smell. That's why I have perfume everywhere, because I just genuinely hate smelling. I do not want to smell. There are so many would you rathers. I might have to do a part two. But would you rather have free concert tickets or free merch for the rest of your life? I'm going to say free concert tickets, because wow, that's like, that would be amazing. Because concerts are the best experience ever. I'm not as big on merch. Like, I love merch, but I'd rather take the concert than the merch. Never wear makeup again or never get your nails done again. I'm going to go ahead with never get your nails done again, because right now, currently, like I said, it is no secret, I am a broke hoe budgeting out here. So I'm not doing my nails right now. I'm doing them at home. So that's an easy one. Would you rather only listen to Sweetener or only listen to Thank You Next? That's so hard. Right now, today, based on my mood, I'm going to say Thank You Next. Watch something on Netflix or Disney Plus. I'm going to say Disney Plus these days, honestly. Would you rather have your own cosmetic line or your own perfume? I would rather have my own perfume, because I feel like at this point, after how special like perfume and perfume unboxings have become for my YouTube channel, and just like something that, you know, me and my viewers and my audience like bond over a lot is fragrance and perfume. So just because of that, I would have to say I would be most excited to have a perfume. That would be so cool. Would you rather fall in love with two guys at once or date two guys at once? Oh my God. That's horrible. I plead the fifth. I'm not answering that one. Would you rather be magical but live on Earth or live in a magical land but be normal? I would rather be magical but live on Earth. That's like giving Enchanted. Would you rather the ability to change the past or see into the future? I'm going to go with see into the future, because I have seen Family Guy and I know how it goes. If you fuck with the past, it does not end well. So I'm going to see into the future for sure. Would you rather spend a night alone or with your friends? That depends on the day. I like being alone. I will not lie. Like, I enjoy being alone and having nights in where I do nothing except be alone. But I also love my friends and I love spending time with them and doing literally anything. Like, even if we're doing nothing together, it's fun. Right now, it's a Friday, and I want to say I'd rather spend a night with my friends. So we'll go with that. Never have sex again or never drink champagne again. Ryan, I hate you. Just kidding. I love you. I don't even like champagne. Just kidding. Would you rather have a new Ariana album or that she'll go on tour? Of course, I would rather her be like, I'm going on tour, rather than her being like, here's a new album. Like, I would just personally rather see her on tour. Let's do one more question, and then I am going to probably wrap this up. Would you rather listen to your favorite song for the rest of your life or only allowed to listen to songs just once? Ooh, so listen to your favorite song on repeat forever or listen to a bunch of songs but only once each? That's tough. I want to say my favorite song forever, but then it would not be my favorite song anymore, because that's just torturous when you can only listen to one thing. Trust me, I will listen to the same song on repeat like 47 times in a row, but only when I want to. Like, not if I'm, you know, sitting in a torture chamber, like Walking Dead style, playing the same fucking song over and over again. Not about that. I'm going to say listen to my favorite song for the rest of my life, because I don't know. It would just suck to only listen to a song once and then never be able to hear it again. That's like, imagine scrolling through Spotify on like a playlist you're unfamiliar with. And, you know, you don't really know the music or anything, and you hear a song you absolutely love and you just like want to hear it one more time just so you can like really hear the words, and it's just gone in the abyss and you never will hear it again. Like, that is just so sad. That was crazy. That was a crazy round of Would You Rather. Thank you guys so much for submitting your questions over on my Instagram. With that being said, you guys should totally go follow me on Instagram if you're not. You can follow my personal Instagram, which is Amber J. Greaves, or you can follow my podcast Instagram, which is Am's Unfiltered Podcast. And make sure that you're streaming the podcast anywhere that you stream podcasts. And yeah, that is pretty much it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I cannot wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.